Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We heard a comment, we heard from Joe Burrow on Wednesday when he spoke to the media, and the entire NFL has taken note of it because it was jarring. It was really jarring how Joe Burrow spoke to the media and how he sounded so somber and so joyless. And, like, it has really made an impact and sent shockwaves through the NFL because he is, without question, one of the great quarterbacks in the league. Now, he can't stay healthy, and I think that's part of the reason he's feeling the way he's feeling. But he steps on the field, and the Cincinnati Bengals with him are instantly a Super Bowl contender. Without him, they can hardly win a game. With him, they are a Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He has beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. He has gone to the Super Bowl. He steps on the field. He is right there with Lamar Jackson. He is right there with Josh Allen. He is right there with Patrick Mahomes. The only reason he's not those guys is because he hasn't played as many games because he can't stay healthy. But he is a dominant quarterback in this league and an MVP caliber player and someone who I would trust in a big game. Easy. Give me Joe Burrow in a big game. Sign me up. But let's hear Joe Burrow talk and let's hear how he sounded, and then we'll talk about maybe the ramifications and if the Jets should be interested in Joe Burrow if he is willing to move and if his time in Cincinnati has run out. But here's some cuts. Here's some sound of Joe Burrow talking about his joy of the game, talking about his future, talking about issues that he's dealing with. A couple of cuts from this Joe Burrow press conference.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but seem frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips, so just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Yeah, I mean, so he's not having fun. There's issues going on, both personal and football-wise. He couldn't have sounded more somber and fed up. He's talking about, you know, the idea that the playoffs are even really a discussion with them right now. And I can understand it. Look, we've talked about this. And we've heard this with Andrew Luck, right? I mean, and I just talked about it before. When you are constantly rehabbing and it feels like your entire season is just trying to get on the field, that is both physically and mentally draining. There's just no way around that. It is physically and mentally draining. It's not just 1 year for him. This has been his entire NFL career. Every single season, Something has happened that's derailed his year, and he has had to fight and claw and rehab and push it and do everything he can just to get on the field. And by the time he does, the season's typically over because they're not good enough without him. And then you add on to it that last week, they're in Buffalo in the snow about to beat the Bills. And fair or unfair, because he's the only reason they're in the game, but fair or unfair, he has back-to-back just horrendous interceptions that completely changed that game. They were beating the Bills. They were driving. And he throws one right into a linebacker blitzing at him, throws it right into his hands, and he runs it back. And then on the next pass, he throws another interception, and a touchdown lead turns into a five-point deficit, I believe, like that. They were going down to make it a two-score game, and then he threw back-to-back picks. And it completely changed that game. So not only is he dealing with all he's dealing with, but he's about to make that playoff conversation at least more plausible, especially in a division with the Ravens and the Steelers kind of, you know, going week to week, good, bad, and both at 500 practically. So I can understand all of this. But here's my point, right? As we look at the Jets and we look at the two first-round picks they have this year and the three first-round picks they have next year, and the idea of where they're drafting right now, which is, I believe, seventh, and the idea that they would have to trade up to get Mendoza, and to do that, it's going to cost you almost all the draft equity you just acquired at the trade deadline. Make no mistake, to move up from 7-1, it's going to cost you multiple first-round picks. Multiple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
For a quarterback you don't know anything about, a quarterback you hope in Mendoza is someone who can lead a franchise because he played well in the Big Ten championship game. Like, we get that. That's why I want to tank, because I don't want to take that chance and give draft picks to take that chance. That sucks. That's a lot of equity into a tough decision that the Jets haven't been able to get right in forever. But here's the one thing I'll say about trading for Joe Burrow specifically. Has coming to the Jets ever uplifted anyone's spirits? Like, I hate to be that guy. I hate to be that guy. But we just thought we saw it with Aaron Rodgers. He was fed up in Green Bay. They were kind of fed up with him. He went into the dark for 2 weeks or whatever it was, and he came out. I intend to play for the Jets. And he felt rejuvenated. And look what happened. Like, I think you have to be open to it because he's Joe Burrow, and he instantly makes your team better. And you can't go into every discussion and every single scenario and say to yourself, well, we're the Jets and this never works. You can't go into things like that. But at the same time, this isn't just the idea of an aging veteran quarterback who can't stay healthy. This is a guy who's questioning whether or not he still has passion for the game. Does coming into a situation with the New York Jets when they have the longest playoff drought in the history of professional sports, currently in professional sports, do you think that's something he would be open to, that he would relish? leaving the Bengals in that bad situation for the Jets. Like, I just don't know if he would be into it. I don't know if you can make it happen. But if he is, I don't know how you say no. Because he's that good. He's that good. And I would forego taking the chance of drafting Mendoza and your future quarterback. I mean, I still, like, it's hard for me not to say that's the way to go. But Joe Burrow at his age is so unique. Like, I wouldn't do it for anybody else. Like, I wouldn't do it for anybody else. Like, I wouldn't forego, not make a massive trade, because obviously there's nobody else worth making a massive trade for. But I wouldn't bring in any other veteran quarterback versus trading up and getting the Mendoza. He's the only quarterback that I would even consider foregoing drafting the quarterback. Like, obviously, I wouldn't trade a big package for Kirk Cousins, or I wouldn't trade a big package for, you know, any of these, another veteran quarterback. But I wouldn't even consider bringing in a veteran quarterback outside of him. And it's going to cost you a ton of picks, but, man, he's that good. He's still that young. He still has a decade ahead of him. And you know, like, you know, if healthy, he is a top of the league quarterback. But I just don't like the idea that a guy who's worried whether or not he still has passion for football, if I'm going to bring him to the New York Jets. Like, there's just something about that in general that makes me very nervous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.